Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto still refuses to provide details about what the city is offering to Amazon to locate its second headquarters in Pittsburgh. However, Peduto confirmed to 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin that Amazon officials visited Pittsburgh about a month ago to gather more information.
But they were in and out. I mean, they were here for an evening and they were out before 5 o'clock the next day. It was a very short visit, and it was really only to look at real estate.
They visited possible sites.
Exactly. In the application, sort of like a menu, we proposed several sites. They came in and they looked at a few of them.
When you met with them, what was sort of your takeaway from their attitude, from the reaction to the city?
I kind of felt like we were one of the latter visits, that they've been doing this as a small core team for quite some time, and they still had a couple more to do after us, and leaving here, they were back on the road. I would say that they were data-driven, looking at a lot at numbers, and some had a familiarity with Pittsburgh. All had at least at some point before visited Pittsburgh, but I think they were also learning a lot about the city as well.
Data-driven regarding the application and whatever numbers were in there, or just what life is like in Pittsburgh, demographics, whatever?
Yes, demographics. So everything that you could think of that would be based upon transportation, distances and times from major roadways to public transportation access to, yes, bike lanes and the access for bikes throughout the city. Public schools, graduation rates, everything that you could think about that somebody would want to know and wanting specific numbers.
At the end of this very quick visit, did they give any indication that Pittsburgh is still under consideration, still in the running, anything?
Absolutely not. Their entire process has been one that's very closely held. They've told us that they will make a decision in 2018. They have not specified when that would be. They have not specified what the process would be to get to a final city.
Did they get into any details about what are you going to offer us?
Not on this visit. That's something that was discussed in the application process.
You mentioned on this visit. Has there been any give and take on the application itself and what the proposal has been or what?
No, none. At some point when they start to narrow down the field, we'll be looking to see which locations are flexible to some of the ideas from other proposals. But at this point, no, there's been no discussion on any of that information. It's just been a submittal.
Give me a sense of what you were feeling like, what your attitude was when you found out that Pittsburgh was one of the 20, and what your feeling is after this visit.
Yeah, that's a good question. On the initial being selected, it was, I would say, more relief than happiness. I thought that we had a really good chance to be in the top 20. I thought that if they even went as low as a top 10, we still would have a good chance. The second part, really, I think it comes down to what they're looking for. If they're looking for a world-class city, if they're looking for a New York, a Toronto, an Atlanta, a Los Angeles, a Dallas, they have those that they can choose from. We aren't in that category. However, if they're looking at a regional city, an Indianapolis, a Columbus, a Pittsburgh, I think we have a really good shot. And I still feel that way after their visit because one of the big things that they're looking for is talent. And it's a combination between places that can produce the talent and those that can attract it and retain it. And I think that we punch above our weight when we start to look at how much talent we produce and how much talent we attract to the city.
Mr. Mayor, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks, Kevin.
Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto speaking with 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin.